Without further ado, we call upon another one of the cherished members of the Chevrei HaKollel, Mr. Aaron Rappaport.
Well, good morning to you all. Rishus Rav Levine and the Kollel Group. I would like to speak in honor of the occasion of our Siyum today. The part of the sponsorship of the Siyum that is attributed to me is the Zecher, the 10th yard site of my mother-in-law, Freda Bas Yechiel Mechel Aleha Shalom. To tell a bit about my mother-in-law, she was a Holocaust survivor who married my father-in-law, an American soldier, who fought in Europe in World War II. In America, she became a housewife. She supported her husband and all his business efforts. She raised a firm family of three children, which today is a thriving network of grandchildren and great-grandchildren living in Brooklyn, Passaic, New Jersey, and Eretz Yisrael. She was always there to help, to give of herself to her family and others. She was a true Esh Chayil. I also, as some of the other speakers, wanted to say something about the reason for the Siyum, primarily on the completion of Mishle, which I'm sure Mayor and Appeldorf will elaborate on, and Rabbi Levine has already elaborated on. The purpose of Mishle, and I brought my own copy, is clearly outlined in Mishle itself, in Perek Aleph, Psukim Aleph, to Pasuk Vav. And I'll start with Pasuk Beis, and I'll just translate it quickly. Udas Chochmu Musar Lehovin Imrei Vino Lekachas Musar Haskel Tzedek Umishpat Meshorim Laseis Leflosim Orma Naradas Mezima Yishma Chocham Yosef Lekach Benovon Tachbulos Yikne Lehovin Moshe Lemelitza Divrei Chachamim Vechidoisa. And I'll translate it for others. To know wisdom and instruction, to comprehend the words of understanding, to receive the discipline of wisdom, justice and right and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion, that the wise man may hear and increase in learning, and the man of understanding may attain unto the wise counsels. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and the dark saying. And the presentation of Mishle that we were zoicha to, as Rabbi Mayevsky Shmuel, as we know him, already alluded to, was really given in its richness and depth, and it's clearly attributed to our Magachir, Rabbi Levine. I would like to take the liberty, as Shmuel also did a little bit, and a few minutes to comment about Rabbi Levine, our Magachir. Where do I get the audacity to do this? So I quote from Mishle itself. Mishle in Perichov Zion, Pasuk Beis says, Yalecha Zor V'loy Picha, Nachri V'yas V'asecha. Let another man praise thee, and let not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. Rabbi Levine, to my knowledge, and I have been attending the Shir for about 3.5 years, has never touted himself or the efforts he puts in. The research, the diligence, and the ability to enlighten us with the insights he gives us. We've all experienced the sfarim that he brings, the notes that he brings on Friday for the Chumash Yerim. And it doesn't just come out of the blue. You feel that he's really prepared. He comes in prepared like a regular Magachir. Imagine sitting there from 20 to 10 to 10 after 20 speech.